Blog Talk Radio.
So clean now. This is what
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Thank you. Well, in regards to your question, it really depends. If he has other Denvers lined up and they're willing to pay him more money, then I think he should take it. If he's more passionate about those new projects, then yes. The only issue is maybe he may have asked the Breakfast Club for more money and his contract was running out. Maybe they didn't want to give him more money. So it really depends. But the issue is I don't think the chemistry would be the same with Angela and Envy and another host if they were to replace Charlamagne. So The question is, will the Breakfast Club continue to go on without Charlamagne, or will they kind of change the structure of the show? Because without Charlamagne, everybody's used to seeing him. So I don't think the show would continue to last any further if he were to leave. But, I mean, you do have to move on to the next step. I can see Charlamagne having his own radio show. In regards to his own television show, he did try that on MTV, and it didn't do so well. However, maybe MTV was not the right network for him. Maybe another network he would do better. Maybe more of a VH1, maybe more of a HBO.
Remember he was trying to do an HBO, I feel like he could do an HBO.
Yes, HBO would be a really good market, a really good channel for him.
But someone said in the comments, and I kind of agree, they said that they feel like a lot of his one-on-one interviews are a little bit boring.
Honestly, it really depends on who he's interviewing, because if you ask me, I personally think that he did a really good interview with Gucci. I thought that was a well-thought-out interview, excluding the whole Angela Yee stuff. The interview he did with the reunion of Girlfriends, that was a good interview. Did you see that?
No, I did not see that interview.
Okay, well, he interviewed all the women from Girlfriends because everybody wants a Girlfriends reunion. So he interviewed all of the five ladies, and that was a great interview. So maybe if he changes the structure, because to be honest, I think he does very well on his one-on-one interviews. Because if you have to get someone that people want to hear from, however, I do think that Joe Budden does a little bit better in that area with the one-on-one interviews on YouTube. He does have a show where he one-on-one interviews people. So I think he should have his own variety show. I think maybe a variety show would be more like more better on HBO or VH1. That would do really, really well. He should come.
I could see Charlamagne getting into politics and doing really, really well.
I think he was kind of like the Black Jon Stewart almost on Comedy Central. With Jon Stewart, that was a big show. He would kind of make comedy funny. I think that Charlamagne would do a great job with that too. That's actually a really good idea. Maybe a variety, a late night show, kind of like a Black Jimmy Fallon, except he's putting his own on politics. Yeah, that's a good idea. But I do think it has a lot to do with the network. If you put on a good network, that's going to bring in the right type of people. A lot of young adults, you and I's age, we stay up late. We like to watch TV. I know I watch the Tonight Show every night. So if Solomon was on HBO, I know I would definitely stay up and watch it. So, yeah, I think that it's about time to go on to the next level. He has Wendy Williams as a good friend. That's a good connection right there.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do think that he should think about it. I heard about that from Joe Budden, that Charlamagne might be leaving. So, you know, I wasn't really surprised, but the problem is the future of the Breakfast Club. What do you think?
But
even
the future of Charlamagne, do you think he'll have a good future? I think he will, but he has to take the risk either way. So, and I think people will back him. If he announces he's leaving, people will support him, but he needs to leave for the right opportunity, in my opinion.
People definitely will support Charlamagne because he's proven himself over the years. He's proven that he can bring in ratings. He's proven he's funny. But the question is, he has to have the right type of gig. Like, for example, let's say what Steve Harvey did with his own show. I can't really see Charlamagne doing something like that. I don't think he would do well with that. I think he should go more of the variety television route with jokes, performers coming in at the end.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that would be dope. Yeah, I could see that. I could definitely see that.
Yeah, something like that is more up Charlamagne's alley. It kind of blends in with who he is as a person. So if you put something like that on HBO or a Showtime or a VH1, more of an HBO type situation, that would do very well. I think I would love to see him have a variety show. Bring in performers at the end. Have him interview people. Have him give his opinion on what's going on in the political world. Have him talk about that. You know, he can interview everyone from politicians to artists to anybody. So I would like to see him do that. But that's my take on it, Armand.
Well, thank you, caller.
You're welcome. And I hope
you
have a good night. Love
you too.
Bye. Bye.
All right, 678-4820, you're live on the air. Oh, hold on, maybe I didn't. 678-4820?
Yeah, Charlamagne is going to be huge, but you ugly, fuck you, bitch.
Okay, let me tell you something. Why are you so miserable and mad? Come on, you guys are so sad. Thank you for calling, though. Area code 323. 3172, you're live on the air. Yes.
Armand, what's up, man?
What's going on? Do you think that Charlamagne should leave the Breakfast Club?
I will say this. I'm going to say that Charlamagne can leave the Breakfast Club, but he can't go to HBO. And the reason why he can't go to HBO is because he was already there. And as soon as he got there, somebody came up with the rape allegations. Then they
screwed up. Please don't say that again, because I have to hang up on you. But you're right.
I'm sorry. He said those things, and he came up with they came up with all these allegations and things that he said in the past that were very problematic. So with that being said, HBO backed down. My prediction is he's been testing the waters, and he tests the waters when he went on the internet and did his own thing. He's testing those numbers, and he's tried to be on television. Charlamagne will never be on network television ever.
Mm.
And and he won't be on network television because if HBO, who is provocative, lets you use curse words, lets you use provocative themes, if they were scared of those topics that happened, you know, in his past, that he brought up in his own book that is there for literary, like, documentation, no other network is going to do it. They're the highest of what you can do in terms of, like, provocativeness. VH1, all those other stations are geared heavily towards women. As soon as he tries to have those meetings, some woman is going to bring up those things that he said in his podcast, that he's brought up himself, and now he's suffering for that. He's not going to be able to go to a major network for his own content. It's not going to happen. Joe Budden will be on network television before he will.
You know what? I forgot about all of that. So that is probably a big hindrance. But do you think he's going to leave the show? Because he's saying that he's not coming back.
I think this is the reality. I think that what he did was when he rolled over Angela Yee during that Gucci Mane interview, I think that basically solidified that relationship and that friendship. And I also believe that the ratings are not as what they used to be, and they're probably looking at other people to, not just him, but Angela and the whole lot of them, to be done and be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that. And I don't think that they're going to be on collectively like that much longer. I think they're hanging on by a string. And then also with everything that's going on today, everything is going to change. Networks are not going to look the same. Hollywood is not going to look the same. Communication is not going to look the same. And the topics that we talk about is not going to look the same. So Charlamagne basically is in a situation like every one of us. And to be honest, you are amazing. I'm glad I called in today. I've been watching you from the beginning. I come from Hollywood. I know what's up. You will be on television before Charlamagne will. And that's just the reality.
Because of those allegations and the way he
responded
to those
allegations.
They're
going to look at you. You are transparent. Everything you've said, your heart is on the table, and it could be examined, and people can polarize it and have communication about it and have arguments about it, but they can't look up and say you have just, you know, you've just been disrespectful and just, you know, said derogatory statements about this group of people, about that. They can have comments about whatever you've said in the past, but they don't have to look up and say, oh, my God, women are not going to, oh, my God, you said this, or you are accused of doing this to someone. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I
mm-hmm.
think that what he's looking at is he's looking at, you know, life after it. And you made a comment about him being in politics. That's the best thing that he could do, is to go and be not even in politics, but to be an advocate. And I think that if he goes out and he's about being an advocate, he will be successful in that way. But in terms of his network dreams, him and that skin with that glow is not going to be on regular television.
Okay. Well, thank you, caller.
You're so welcome. Have a good one.
Bye. All right. Let's take another 423-1277. You're live on the air. Hey, what's going on?
What's up? I love you. I love your show.
Thank you.
And I just want to say, so I do believe that Charlamagne should leave the Breakfast Club because they have, like, he's just outgrown them, like, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I do agree with the last caller. I don't see him going online, not online, but on, you know, network TV because of the RA, you know, all that stuff that happened with him.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think that he should stick with his podcast, and he should, like, really put all of his energy into it because, I mean, it's, like, The Brilliant Idiot is amazing. So if he was to branch off and do something by himself, I really do see us supporting it. But also with The Breakfast Club, I see – I don't know if you remember what they did with 106 and Park. Like, they had AJ and Chris forever, and then they started to, like giving us new hosts. I am afraid that they're going to do the same thing with The Breakfast Club, and then you saw what happened on 106 The Bar. It just completely, like, died down because we weren't filling a new host. So
However, okay, so let's talk about those two things. I think that if that does happen, I feel like things like 106 and Park going out eventually made life for things like the Breakfast Club. So however, the Breakfast Club era might be over. So maybe it might be time for a new era of a type of music or show or conversation or platform, you know? Maybe it may be that time. As far as internet, I think that is actually 100% correct. Like, I would love to do television one day, but if I never get there, I've made peace with that. As long as I can keep evolving my platform now, and nowadays, as long as you got the money, you can buy and build professional studios on your own and in your own spaces. You know what I mean? Like, you don't necessarily need TV anymore. If you have the platform, you have an audience, you can make just as much as money, if not more, as people on TV. So to me, you know, TV would be great, but as long as I can keep building this and growing it and growing and making it more advanced, I wouldn't even give a darn about getting a TV show. And I think that Charlamagne should just focus on having his own thing, whatever it is that he wants to do outside of the Breakfast Club.
But you guys need to understand, YouTube is TV. Armand, we're going to YouTube before we're going to TV. Think about it. You're getting probably more views than Wendy is. Like, we're watching you live. You have almost, 1,000 people in your chat right now. You can imagine. Like, you guys are there. YouTubers are there. You guys are TV. So don't downplay yourself. You're fucking amazing. Your channel's amazing. And you guys want to be great. YouTube is TV. Put that inside your head, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Love you,
Bye, babe. Love you, too. All right. So, listen, we're going to take just a couple more, and then I'm going to get out of here because I got me some good Indian butter chicken that I'm about to eat, and I'm about to watch for the love of Ray – wait, not for the love of Ray J. Princess and Ray J, and you guys should all be watching it, too. So we're going to talk about it tomorrow, but I just want to come say hey today. But we're going to get out of here, and I'm going to go eat that, and I'm going to watch Ray J and Princess on the Zeus Network, and then – we are going to get into some things, but I'm going to take this last caller and then we're probably going to skedaddle. All right. 310-6125. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, I think that he definitely should leave the Breakfast Club. I'll be sad because I do enjoy the other co-hosts as well, but I do think he is a star. He's incredibly handsome and the makeup did him just fine when he was in that interview with Kanye West. I was like, I could watch him all day. And I also think that he has very, like, gentleman-like qualities that he has, like, learned to kind of have with TV. And everyone loves a success story, and they love kind of, like, they kind of like nepotism with, like, if we look at Wendy as kind of like his TV mom, and then he kind of comes up underneath her. The world likes a story like that. And hip-hop is just really taking over everything now. So I wouldn't be surprised if he was able to make it onto the regular TV. So that's my thoughts on that.
Thank you. And it almost kind of sound like you were basking in the thought of, you know, him holding you in his arms and caressing you by your hand.
Look, in this quarantine, I'm just like laid up in my room. So maybe.
Okay. Thank you, Carla. Have a good one.
All right. You too.
Bye. All right. Because he was just sounding like he was just like really like, oh, and this gentleman-like quality, and he's just beautiful, and he's handsome, and so daring, and darling, and, oh, Charlamagne. But no, I'm just kidding, guys. But listen, I was just coming here to shoot some shoots for sure. I love you all for watching. I'm going to get up out of here. We're going to go watch Ray J. I'm going to eat. I'm going to relax. I'm sipping on a Sunday. And so I'm going to talk to y'all soon. If I feel like coming back later on tonight, I might. But for now, we'll talk soon, and make sure you guys are watching the show so you guys know what's going on. All right. I love you all. Thanks for watching. Until next time, I'm gonna see you soon. Bye.